From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Lodging tax revenues for October were up from the same month last year countywide, according to the latest report from the Cook County Auditor Treasurer's Office. Lutz and Tofte revenues were up 9.5% over 2010 at this time. However, Grand Marais revenues were only up 0.3% over last October. The Gunflint Trail revenues for October are up 7.5% over last year. And overall, lodging tax revenues countywide are up 7% for the year to date. The auditor's office emphasizes that not all businesses report taxes at the same time each year, and revenues are an apples-to-apples comparison. That means only businesses which reported lodging tax revenues both this year and last are included in the monthly accounting. Jim Sanders, who guided the Superior National Forest through 15 sometimes tumultuous years, has announced he will retire at the end of December. Sanders, who is 58, is the longest-serving supervisor in the 102-year history of the more than 2-million-acre forest that covers much of Minnesota's Arrowhead region. He said, "It's been a great run, but it's time to step aside and let someone else take the lead." Sanders and his wife plan to stay in Duluth after he leaves the post. Sanders has worked for the U.S. Forest Service for 36 years, and his final stint was marked by the ongoing debate between preservation and development of the forest. An oversight panel of Minnesota citizens is supporting the idea of raising fishing and hunting license fees. The annual report of the Game and Fish Fund Budgetary Oversight Committee released last week lists the change as the top of five recommended changes of special importance. The report bolsters what the Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Landwehr already knows, that generally speaking, anglers support an increase. The measure was proposed at the legislature last year but failed to advance in a climate of no new taxes or fee hikes. Supporters, including lawmakers from both parties, have said they will bring it back this year. Fishing license fees are unchanged since 2001. The Game and Fish Fund, where basic fishing and hunting license fees are deposited, is forecast to run a deficit in 2015. A bill exempting U.S. military personnel and their families from lengthy security searches at U.S. airports passed the United States House on Tuesday evening. The bill, introduced by Representative Chip Kravac, Minnesota 8th District Republican, calls for the Transportation Security Administration to develop a system to expedite screenings for active duty personnel with proper identification and proper orders. The changes would eliminate pat-downs and boot removal for most military personnel unless intelligence reports direct otherwise, and eliminates the need for them to take off their military jackets, belt buckles, and medals. It was Kravac's first major standalone bill to pass the House, and it was the freshman congressman's first stint directing House discussion on the legislation as the floor manager. Kravac said he introduced the bill after seeing some members of the military and their families facing unnecessary searches and delays at U.S. airports. The bill, H.R. 1801, still must pass the Senate before it goes to President Obama to be signed into law. There is not yet a companion bill in the Senate. The Duluth News Tribune reports Lake Superior School District Superintendent Phil Minkinen has been sentenced to 2 years of probation in Lake County District Court for an August 14th incident in which he violated a protection order for his now ex-wife. As part of the 2-year term of supervised probation imposed November 21st by Judge Michael Cuso, Minkinen must report to a probation officer once a month. Cuso also ordered him to undergo a chemical dependency evaluation and treatment if recommended, and psychological counseling. Minkinen must have no similar violations and have no contact with his ex-wife. Three commentaries from WTIP's Youth Radio Project students have been selected to air on Germany's Radioyo, the World Children's Radio Network. Pieces by Cook County students Kayla Stacy, Molly Zaft, and Sterling Anderson will be broadcast by Radioyo, a nonprofit, non-commercial network with material produced by young people for young people. Radioyo has recently launched a transatlantic youth radio project called Across the Ocean. Sterling Anderson's Moving Away is expected to be the first of the youth radio project commentaries to be aired internationally. Molly Zaft's Prom, The Gift of Formality, and Kayla Stacy's Whales in the Big Lake will follow. The pieces have aired on WTIP throughout 2011, and several pieces have been picked up by other non-commercial stations around the state. Radioyo, World Children's Radio Network, has established educational projects in such countries as Afghanistan, India, Russia, Brazil, Australia, China, as well as connecting young people throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.